The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning. You just heard an ad a moment ago, and you've been hearing more and more and more people saying, get your flu shot, get your flu shot. And so guess what we're about to tell you? Get your flu shot. Joining us right now, Assistant Director of Nursing at the St. Clair County Health Department, Rebecca Campo. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. The health department has the flu shot available, right?
We do. We have flu vaccines available for individuals 6 months of age and older.
And how is it a different vaccine than a year ago? Because it does seem to change from year to year, doesn't it?
Yeah. So the strains that make up the vaccine this year have changed a little bit based on what had been circulating. The ACIP voted earlier this year as to what the presentation would look like.
And you have plenty of flu vaccine to go around?
Absolutely.
And so if somebody is interested in getting the flu vaccine, what should they do?
So we are offering walk-ins every Wednesday right now from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the health department, and then Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, we're open for appointments, or walk-ins will accommodate those days as available.
And let's remind everybody where the St. Clair County Health Department is, because you're in a new spot, aren't you?
Yes, so we just got into our new building over the summer at 220 Fort Street right here in downtown Port Huron.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big, beautiful building. So if you want to come down and get your flu vaccine, you can take a little tour of the building while you're there and see what we're all about.
What else do you want people to know about the flu vaccine?
So flu season typically peaks between December and March. It's best to get vaccinated early so that your immune system has a chance to respond to the vaccine, so it's best able to fight off or protect yourself against flu. And also just remember the common things: hand washing, covering your mouth and nose when you sneeze or cough, just to protect yourself from any germs that are out there.
What do you say to people that say, I got the flu shot and then I got sick the next day? Does it make you sick?
So doesn't make you sick with flu. Some immune responses you will get, maybe that low-grade fever. Some might feel a little achy. I got my flu vaccine yesterday. My left arm muscle is a little sore, but that's all par for the course.
What about some of the other shots, COVID, RSV, things like that? Those will be coming along.
Absolutely, right? Yep. And just check our website or Facebook page for updates on that. Our PPEV team, Planning, Promotion, and Evaluation, will be putting out an official press release once all of those are available. We're waiting on some updated standing orders from our medical director, Dr. Nevin, on some of those right now. But once we have them all in stock, we will let everybody know.
Flu vaccine does not guarantee that you won't get the flu, but if you do get the flu, then it will likely be a lot less severe with that vaccine, right?
You are absolutely correct, Paul. So the idea here is to prevent spread of flu as much as possible. And if you do contract flu virus, hopefully you have a milder presentation of illness.
Because it can be bad. And, you know, even if you don't have that set of pre-existing conditions, if you're a good, you know, normal, healthy, walking around person, you get the flu and you can be down for the count. Right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my husband contracted influenza A last spring, actually, and he was down for a solid 3 days, bedridden. I did have my vaccine and I did get flu from him, and I was pretty much good to go after a day. So
there you go. Yeah. Get that vaccine. Again, the walk-in hours at the health department are?
Wednesdays, 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Really, we will accommodate walk-ins any day of the week, Monday through Friday, as business allows.
And generally speaking, insurance covers the flu vaccine, right?
Yes. And we do offer programs for those who are uninsured or underinsured to receive vaccine at discounted prices.
All right. All at the St. Clair County Health Department. Get your flu shot and stay healthy this winter. Rebecca, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Rebecca Campo from the St. Clair County Health Department with us here on WPHN. Let's check weather real quick.